Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q2 FY24 earnings conference call of PPAP Automotive Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, you may press star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Jain, MD and CEO. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sagar. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Quarter 2 Financial Year 2024 earnings call. I am accompanied by our CFO, Mr. Sachin Jain, and SGA, our investor relations advisor, on this call today. I hope everyone has had a chance to go through our revised presentation, which gives you the snapshot of the group as well as updates on how the businesses are being developed. Let me start with a brief overview on the industry. The automobile industry witnessed a marginal sales growth of 1% on a year-on-year basis from 1.42 crore units to 1.44 crore units during April to September 2023. During the first half of the fiscal year, the passenger vehicle segment grew from 22.76 lakh units to 24.18 lakh units, indicating a growth of 6% over last year. There was a silver lining with Maruti Suzuki, that India's largest car manufacturer registered highest-ever monthly sales in September and cumulatively crossed 1 million mark in the first six months of financial year 2024. This growth can be attributed towards the new model launches coupled with an increasing premiumization trend. The two-wheeler sales were flattish during H1 financial year 2024, whereas three-wheelers recorded a growth of 22% to 4.97 lakh units from 4.09 lakh units in H1 financial year 2023. The overall commercial vehicle vertical witnessed growth of 4% to 5.26 lakh units from 5.08 lakh units. Medium and heavy commercial vehicles have registered a steady growth of 8% to 1.85 lakh units. The first half of this fiscal year witnessed a lot of challenges in terms of inflation at elevated levels, geopolitical issues, subdued industry growth, etc. However, we have been able to demonstrate a resilient performance, especially during the second quarter of financial year 2024, and have been successful in weathering some challenges to some extent. We have been saying that financial year 2024 will be a year of reckoning for the group, and it is playing out so far. To improve our profitability, we have represented price increases to our customers, worked very hard on reducing our internal costs with our suppliers, and we are still working on making the operations leaner. The investments done by the company in the JV company are yielding results. The aftermarket company has already developed a strong pan-India network and has started looking at markets outside the country. I am confident that all the hard work done by the company in the past two to three years will start yielding better results for the remainder of this year, and we should be back on making the fundamentals of the company and the group strong and rock solid so that we can continue to build greater value for all the stakeholders. Now, let me briefly give you an update on the business segments. The company's core focus continues to be on the automotive industry. During the quarter under review, we have started manufacturing parts for Honda's new SUV called Elevate. In this segment, although we can see robust demand and sales coming through, we've developed a couple of premium products for our customers, and these products have been well accepted by them and will come into mass production in the quarter four of this financial year. The capacity utilization stood at 80%. Although the products being made by the company are engine agnostic, However, for business sustainability, we have been able to secure business with customers who are planning to launch electric vehicles in the future. Maruti Suzuki continues to be the biggest customer for us in this segment. Raw material prices continue to stabilize, which caused a major hit on the margins of the company since the last year. We are continuously discussing about compensation of inflationary costs from the customers, and we are hopeful that within this quarter, we will be having a favorable judgment. Since few quarters, we have been saying that our margins will improve once costs are under control. I am pleased to share that EBITDA margin, especially on a sequential basis, has improved from 6.6% in quarter 1 of financial year 24 to 9.4% in quarter 2 financial year 24 at a standalone level. As the material compensation was settled in first quarter in our JV company, it has started positive contribution in the consolidated results. Our second vertical for growth, the commercial tool room, has a strong order book now. This year, we have an order book of 65 tools already and are discussing business for another 53 tools. We are quite excited that this business will start its positive contribution to the company from this financial year onwards. Apart from PPAP, this facility will cater to customers from tier 1 makers of automotive component industry as well as electrical industry. There is traction coming in the industrial product segment as well. This year, as announced to you in the last meeting, we will start supplies for an export customer, which will be the first for the company. In this segment, we are focusing on application engineering solutions in the areas of plastic extrusion, rubber extrusion, as well as plastic injection molding. For the aftermarket vertical, which is done by the subsidiary company Elpis, our pan-India distribution network has a distribution network of 120 distributors in the country. We are continuously adding SKUs for our customers. Our current offering is for 700 different products and will continue to enhance it every quarter. We are developing our strategy for exporting our products to geographies outside of the country. This business grew by more than 50% this year, and we expect the traction to continue. The lithium and battery vertical continues to remain slightly under pressure, which has led to impact in the profitability. However, going forward, we are hopeful that we will be able to develop a strong order book and start supplying solutions to the customers. Our team was successful in getting the AIS 156 approvals from its factory for two-wheelers and three-wheeler applications. We were also successful in developing solutions for other mobility applications as well as ESS and robotics applications. On sustainability front, we are bronze certified from EcoVadis. We are already complying with BRSR requirements on a voluntary level. We are a great place to work certified organization. We want to improve our sustainability reporting process continuously to ensure that we meet the highest reporting standards and expectations of all our stakeholders, as well as increase visibility of our efforts in creating sustainable value for all stakeholders. Our latest sustainability report for financial year 23 is available on the company's website. This is a new report which reports on the group level sustainability status. I urge everyone to kindly go to the company's website and have a look at it. Through the company's CSR activities, there is a constant focus on enriching people's lives in areas of environment, education and health. The group supports various biodiversity parks by planting and sustaining native trees to improve the environmental conditions, especially during these times when Delhi is severely polluted and is considered as the most polluted city in the world. Now let me throw some light on the financial performance of quarter 2 financial year 24. At a standalone level, revenue increased from 124.2 crores to 140.5 crores in the quarter, indicating a growth of 13.1% year on year. Revenue also increased by 26% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. EBITDA has risen by 5.5% to 13.2 crores on year-on-year basis, whereas it has surged by 78.4% on a sequential basis. The company registered a PAT of 2.7 crores, a growth of 7.5% compared to corresponding period last year. Coming to the consolidated financials, revenue increased from 128.5 crores in quarter 2 financial year 23 to 148.4 crores, indicating a rise of 15.5% year-on-year. The top line grew by 27.4% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. While EBITDA stood at 12.2 crores year-on-year, whereas on quarterly basis there was a sharp rise by 94.6%. PAT stood at 0.5 crores. As I've said earlier, we anticipate financial year 24 to be a year of reckoning due to multiple tailwinds in the automobile industry, as well as the positive additions from new initiatives started by the company. Higher realization on account of better product mix, moderation in input prices, and cost efficiency measures will support profitability. The CapEx spending will be in line with the CapEx of OEMs. The increase in capacity utilization, coupled with the tariff revisions from the customers, will put the company on a sound footing to grow in the coming years. Thank you all for your kind listening. We will be more than happy to answer any questions that you may have. Over to you, Sagar.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Participant present on the audio bridge who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Piyush Parak from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, sir, and congratulations for a sharp improvement in the, on a quarter-on-quarter basis. So, sir, I would like to have two questions. The first question is, if you could some more color on the Maruti, because that still holds me 52%, and if we look at from the quarter two to this quarter, it's almost revenue contribution is similar, 52%. And so given that, there are two questions. So first, if you look on the revenue side, SUV is the major key growth driver for Maruti, but how it has actually played out for you in terms of, you know, content per vehicle. So if you can give some light on that. And the second question, as we understand through our previous discussions, the margins are not relatively with other customers is not that great with Maruti, but being on the similar side, we see a good improvement in the margin. So what has been the key contributor for the margin? So it would be really great if you can just throw light on these two questions.
On the revenue side, Maruti continues to be our biggest customer. And our average content per vehicle for Maruti is roughly between 2,500 and 3,000 rupees per vehicle. Sorry, I didn't. What else did you want to know about Maruti on the revenue side?
So my question was, for Maruti, as overall the scheme, if you look at SUV, has been the key growth driver for you in terms of your content per vehicle. Let's say suppose 3 quarters, you know, previously like 3-4 quarters, do you see the improvement happening for you with Maruti's content per vehicle? And in future, how do you see it to improve further, or it would be on the similar trend as you said that even you know, Maruti is held by the premiumization trend. So how this is actually playing out for you? So the idea
we are continuously getting business from Maruti for all Maruti models, even SUVs like Jimny, wherein we say this 2500 to 3000, When it comes to Jimny, it is slightly higher than 3,000 rupees. I think it's somewhere around 5,000 rupees or something. We are present on the Vitara Brezza platform as well. We are present on the Grand Vitara platform as well. Our Chennai plant supplies those parts to the Toyota facility where all these cars are getting manufactured. And now we're discussing with Maruti for their new models, which will be launched in the Kharkhoda plant.
Okay.
So we are targeting not only SUVs, but every model which is being launched by the customers. And for your SUV, specifically, your question, Tata Motors is leading the segment right now with their range of SUVs. So we are already present on all the platforms for them. And they are planning to launch a new SUV. You must have heard about this Curvv SUV, which is supposed to come out in the first quarter of this quarter four of this financial year. So in that model, we have a higher business with Tata Motors. I think it's roughly in the range of 6,000-7,000 rupees. And in that model, we are going to launch a lot of premium products that we have developed by our own efforts in the company.
Okay.
And Elevate, you already know that Elevate is also launched from Honda side. And as informed to you guys earlier, our per-car contribution is somewhere between 6,000 rupees for that.
So it is 6 or 8K. You said that 8K is also there, right, for Honda, for Elevate?
It's around 6,000 rupees.
Okay. It's around 6. Okay. So I just wanted to understand also from the perspective of the margins from your customer profile, if what I have understood till now is that Maruti has not been that great in terms of the margins. Your contribution revenue share for Maruti is 52% again in the Q2 as it was in Q1.
Yes.
But there is a sharp jump in the Q2. So can you give me specifics for the margin improvement, probably from the customer side, what has led to that?
Primarily, we got price increase from the customer for a few of our parts that have been taken into account. There were some old issues with the Maruti that have come into place now.
Okay.
And few are more pending, which should get implemented within this quarter. So that should help the margins now going forward.
Okay. Good. That's from my side. I will come back again for any follow-up. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajvi Shah from Bright Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I just had two questions. The first is, how is the EV business shaping up? Can you throw some light as we haven't seen much progress there? And the second question is, Maruti is going to launch facelift of S-Cross and TRs. Have we received any order flows from the same? If yes, then what will be the content per vehicle?
Sorry, which model did you say? S-Cross and TRs?
Yes, S-Cross and TRs.
Actually, madam, whatever parts we supply, they are not affected by any minor model changes that the customer makes. So our business per vehicle will continue to be the same as it was earlier. And I'm sorry, but I don't have specific information right now about these particular models, how much is the content per vehicle. As far as EV business goes, on the passenger vehicle side, we are already doing business with a lot of customers. like Tata Motors and MG. We have overall about 10 electric vehicle customers who we are working with. Maruti also, you must have heard, they are launching a new vehicle in next year, an EV. So we are present on that as well. So we are, so it's a conscious focus for us to get into all the electric vehicles that are getting produced in the country. Technology side, our products are engine agnostic. So it really doesn't matter for us if it is an ICE engine or an EV engine. Product technology is very similar. And in case there is some difference, our company is very well equipped to deal with it by ourselves in-house. We have a RTDC team which focuses on new projects, technology development and all. And they are continuously launching new products to meet the customer's requirement. As far as our subsidiary company PTEC is concerned, wherein we are doing the lithium-ion battery business for electric vehicles, that there is still some pain left in that company. We were expecting two models to start during this quarter, but unfortunately the customer has delayed the launches, so we will have to wait for more time to get good results out of that company. But on the other side, we have developed solutions for the ESS application, and we are currently contacting all the people who do these energy storage solution and trying to get our products into their portfolio.
Okay. That was helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question. Before we take the next question, would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Karan Mehra from Mehta Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi team, good morning and thanks for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions from my end. First is like the margins are improving sequentially. So congratulations on that front. Just wanted to understand like at what levels can we see the margins on a sustainable basis? If you can throw some light here.
For this particular current year, because in the Q1 there was some impact on the margins due to the lower sales, so this year it could be in the range of 10%. However, going forward in FY25, there should be improvement in the margin in the range of around 12 to 13%.
Understood. Okay. So other question, just wanted to understand the order book for Honda Elevate. And if you can throw some light on what is the content per vehicle for the same model?
It's about 6,000 rupees per vehicle.
And the order book for the same?
I'm sorry? Honda, I think, is planning about 35,000 vehicles in this financial year. In the balance 5 months.
Understood. Okay.
And they are going to start exporting this vehicle to Japan next month. They've already started exporting to South Africa, and in December, most probably they will be starting export to Japan. And this Elevate is going to be called a WRV in Japan.
Sure, thanks. That answers my question. I will join back the queue for further questions. Thanks.
Thank you. Participants may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Yug Mehta from AP Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. How is the commercial tool room business performing? Have you received any large orders yet?
As I explained in my opening commentary, we already have an order book of 55 tools which we are going to do this year. We have a total capacity of making about 100 tools. So in the first 6 months, we have an order book of almost, you can say, 55%. Balance is about 45, but I think apart from 55, we should be able to get orders for another 10 to 15 tools more. So this year, we should be making around 70 odd tools in our tool room. So that will be almost a capacity utilization of 74%.
Okay. Lastly, sir, where do we stand in terms of exporting our products? Is there any update on that front?
So this month we are going to start send our first order to US for our industrial product division. And it's not a very big order; it's a small order. But this month we are starting deliveries. So it's a cycle. So once these parts are received by the customer there, they are inspected, put to use, confidence and trust building happens, then we'll start getting more orders.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Participants who wish to join the question queue may please press star and one at this moment. The next question is from the line of Preeti Mehta from Mehta Investments. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is, how much of the top line comes from aftermarket vertical and what are the margins in that segment?
So top line from the aftermarket is roughly 3% of our total turnover, and margins are currently in the range of 9 to 10% of EBITDA.
Okay. Thank you. And I have one more question. How do you see the demand in H2 of the financial year and FY25?
So demand side, currently the market is robust and we are getting good predictions from the customer or the predicted volume for the coming quarter. So we are hopeful that likewise in the H1, there was a automobile growth of around 6%. So we hopeful that should be maintained in the Q2 also, H2 also.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Piyush Parakh from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Follow-up question. Can you throw some more light on the EV business, more in terms of the revenue contribution for the last 2-3 quarters and how do we expect in FY25 and 26 that contribution to be improving?
Sorry, we didn't understand your question. Could you repeat it, please?
Oh, sure. So my question is the share revenue contribution from the EV business currently in the last 2 quarters, how Disney has been improving, and how do we expect in by the end of FY25 and FY26 to be the trend to be, and where do you expect things to be like in a kind of a balanced growth for the EV business? So that would be helpful.
Piyuji, as I said, this passenger vehicle EV business for this automotive business, we are targeting all the customers. And we got business from Tata Motors as well, and MG as well, and Suzuki's new model which is planning to come. That also business we have been able to successfully get. So, the other biggest customer for passenger vehicle is Mahindra, whom we are discussing, and uh, So I think this business will pan out as the market grows. We don't have a separate projection or something for the EV business. Our basic parameter is that whoever is making the EV today, we should be present with that customer. That's the parameter which we are measuring. And as I've already explained, for the lithium-ion battery business, we still have to wait and watch. Two customers were supposed to start production during this quarter, but unfortunately, that they could not start production, and it's gotten delayed. So we have to wait and watch to see how things pan out.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks a lot, and best of luck, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Participants are requested to press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Sonu Harsana, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Hello. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So my question regarding, since Tata Motors contribute our third largest customer, and they have launched Tata Nexon, and there is no mention in the presentation that you are supplying to Nexon or Harrier or Safari. So any clarification on that?
Yeah, in presentation, we don't mention all the models in the which we are supplying. So we are supplying, I think, N numbers of models for each customer. So we mention the model where we started the supply of the new model coming up from the customer side. So we don't mention all the models. We are supplying in the Harrier also, Nexon also, and other two, three models also we are supplying to the Tata Motors.
And one more question. Since like last financial year, you are telling us that the margin, EBITDA margin will be somewhere around 15%. Then you reduced it to, let's say, 12%, 13%. And now you are saying that 10% EBITDA margin for this financial year 2024. Since all the commodity cost is going down, so why we are downgrading the EBITDA margin? And we are also talking about like some price appreciation for our customer. So like why downgrading the EBITDA margin then?
So about the EBITDA margin, so we have not really mentioned that we will be able to do 15% kind of thing in the next financial year. This is just a guidance based on the particular situation and expectation of the commodity prices, how they will move for the particular item which we are using and the negotiation with the customer. So this is a dynamic thing. So based on that, it depends. So based on the current situation and how the prices are there and the negotiation is going on with the customer, based on that, we are saying about the EBITDA margin.
Okay. One more further question. Like, let's say, in the first 6 months, first half of financial year 2024, we produced somewhere around 20 to 22 crore of cash from operations. And like, we invested almost 16 to 18 crore of cash in plant and equipment and all that. So my question is this a growth capex or just maintenance capex?
So it is the combined capex. So if you see, because when any new model comes up, there would always be requirement of the balancing capex. So it combines the both. Sometimes you need to invest in the tooling also for the some model where the amortization is there. So it is combination of both. It includes some of the maintenance capex and some of the I would not say exactly the increase in the capacity, but to the balance capex requirement or the special purpose machine requirement for the customer new models or the new part which we have developed.
And one more question, sir, if I may allow.
Sorry?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah. My question is that since our gross debt is somewhere around 150 crore. And like 3-4 years back, it used to be 20 to 30 crore. Obviously, we started some new business and they are not contributing as of now, as they should be. So like, my question is like, the debt level, where we going to maintain? Because we already have 150 crore of debt. That is almost 50% of our equity. And that is a lot of debt. So my, and we haven't invested anything in our part business. that contribute 90 to 95% of our revenue. So like these new businesses have all the debt and they are not contributing at all. So like, how do you like going ahead, like where should be the debt?
Yeah, on the debt side, we are also quite thoughtful. It is not like that the whole money is invested in the other initiative which the company has taken. So there are certain requirements in the automotive business also, like in the Gujarat area or the Chennai area, or then the current plant also to meet the customer requirement. About the debt level, we are quite watchful and we will try to maintain the debt at the current level only.
Okay, that is from my side. Thank you very much. And thanks for giving me the opportunity. I'm a very small retail investor, so thank you so much.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Jain for closing comments.
Thank you, Sagar. I thank everyone for taking time out of your busy schedules to attend the conference call today. Please feel free to approach us with any questions that you may have. We'll be more than happy to show you around the excellent facilities that have been created to service the customers. I thank SGA Advisors for organizing this call. Last but not the least, a big thank you to the team at PPAP for supporting this call. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of PPAP Automotive Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.